Log Talk Radio.
Grizzlies Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. And hello there, folks. Sorry I'm running a little bit late today. Had to go do some shopping and make some dinner, and unfortunately lost a little bit of track of time. But I'm here now, anyway. Just to get things rolling here, I'm going to jump right into the first tune, which is actually American Conquest from a band called The New Senses, listed as indie rock. They're out of Maplewood, Minnesota. A streetlight flicker. Oh, it's got the, that must be the lyrics. Jerry kicks in. It's too late for anything too heavy, but then again, it's too late. It's not late enough for anything too soft. Smoky cars, smoky rooms, filled with stoners, loners, and people who get lost, but decided they found a new home. That's where you find the only group happy enough to pick you up, but sad enough to bring you down. The only group that could kiss away tomorrow and still surprise you when the sun rises. This is what it's like under the microscope. This is what it's like digging. The New Senses.
We'll be right back.
now. Out on our own now. We're self-sufficient.
This is what it's like digging the new senses, I guess. That was Cal McGinn on drums and Tony Kennedy on lead guitar. You will remember I have mentioned I do the Idea Cell in alphabetical order by the name of the song. And as it turns out, the next group up is called Amish Armada. Amish Armada, hell-bent on destroying the English way of life, the Cal Hopkins Amish Armada uses their sonic assault to help the grandest of all wars, the war against the English. If, however, they were to fail in this task, they will at least entertain the heathenish masses. The band includes Abraham the Elder on walking cane, Sam Sixfingers on six fingers, Jebediah the Hunted on drums, Jeremiah the Myopic on narrow-minded, Malachi the Drunkard washboard, Jacob the Malevolent on bass, Cousin Hezekiah on sensitivity, Ezekiel the Malist on lead guitar, and Elijah Damned on lead vocals. Now, as I said, since I do these in name order, as it happens, Amish Armada has three tunes in a row: Amish Armada theme song, Amish Jailbreak, and Amish Land, which is about the only Amish theme park that I know of. So here is, I'm going to do them all in a row: Amish Armada theme song, Amish Jailbreak, and then Amish Land. And we'll be back after that. Here we go. Amish Armada theme song.
Come on, join us.
And that, all three of those, were from the Amish Armada. That was the Amish Armada theme song, Amish Jailbreak, and Amish Land from Amish Armada out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They call their style of music punk metal rockabilly. And I guess they must be right. If you like that sort of thing, let's see what else we got here. Next up on the show, we have some little something from Musicide, I think it is, St. Cloud, Minnesota. They call what they do indie rock or alternatively mainstream, whatever that means. If the world didn't pay attention to time signatures, gender roles, race, tempo, or proper tunings, it would sound something like this. From the confines of an educational system that cares either too much or too little, Musicide is the solo project of B. Subject and his alter ego, Maynard Solomon. Wait a minute, a duo by one person? Yes, that's right, because duos suck and solo artists rule, but there has never been a combination of the two. A great moment in rock history when everything becomes so bland that new genres are made out of who is in the band, not what is being played. That's odd. I can feel my tongue in my cheek. P.S. Screw you and what you think, bone a brain. P.P.S. I am aware that there is another band by the name of Musicide. This is strictly a coincidence of the political and or sexual nature. Anyway, it's B. Subject doing everything and on so on. But the tune is called Amputated History, and I listened to it, and for some reason I thought it didn't suck. So there you go. Amputated History from Musicide. Amputated History from Musicide. Well, it had a good beat to it. Unfortunately, the way I listen to these things when I'm playing them on the air here, so to speak, on the air, I can't really tell what they're saying, but I seem to recall thinking it didn't suck when I heard it the first time, and it apparently didn't. I'm just saying. Could be a matter of opinion. Now, next up, I have something. Remember I played something from Idiocriton or Idiocretion or something, I think it was yesterday, and I didn't know how to pronounce the name. Well, I still don't, but as it turns out, they have another song in the A's. Idiocriton actually is that another one where it's just one guy? Let me see. Let me take a peek here again. And Jacob Olma, I remember now. And he does a variety of music, calls some of it acoustic and keys and rock and emo. And he's at Duluth, which is cool. Nice to see a homie, one of my homies out there. I can say that one time anyway. Okay, so an attempt to sleep among the wolves from Idiocriton or Cretion or whatever the heck it is. And that's the last one on the list here, so let's see what that one sounds like. Huh? Okay, an attempt to sleep among the wolves from Idiocriton, Jacob Olma, as I recall. The one thing he has to say about the tune on here, he does have a list of lyrics on the on his webpage, if you're ever curious about what exactly all those words were. He says, "I was upset when I wrote this." Okay. I might have guessed. Well, it was pretty good. I don't know. It's kind of dramatic and emo and whatnot, as the kids say these days. Good music. Good piano playing on there. That was all I had for today, folks. It is, you will have to excuse the traffic noises in the background, but of course it is like 80 or 90 or something outside, and supposed to be thunderstorms are coming sometime soon. I have been struggling with the means to store all of these little shows. I actually do a better quality version. I'm going to put a link on the main blog talk page there, so you can, if you would like, go find a better audio quality recording of the show if you want to check out these tunes again. And, well, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And in any case, I'm just doing this for the fun of it. I'm not doing this to shake the world or change the world or create world peace. God knows we could use it a little bit lately, but doesn't seem like that's something I'm going to be doing anytime soon anyway. But I just find tunes that I think are not that bad, you know? And I think people ought to take a moment to listen to some of these, because somebody put in some time and effort to produce them, and I think it behooves one to listen every now and again when people are willing to devote the time to talking. I'm just saying. I've actually got the songs planned out for the rest of this week and into the beginning of next week now, so nothing that's going to shake the world, I don't think. I don't have another interview this weekend, but I do have a guest coming on, I believe. Martin Waxman, you might remember him from the first Blog Talk radio show I did with that whole group of public relations people. And he's a PR guy, has his own company, Palette PR. And we'll see what we end up talking about there. But let's see. Well, it's been fun, folks, and I will catch you next time. And in the meantime, the last thing I have to say is IDSL out. Thank you for listening to the IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at GrizzliesGrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.